So the talking about the contraindications, it is further divided into absolute and relative contraindications. In the absolute contraindications, there is a severe, if the severe anaphylactic reaction has occurred previously, then we are going to avoid any subsequent infusions. Relative contraindication include acute kidney injury and thrombosis. Cautions. As I told you earlier, that the certain prerequisites should be undertaken to prevent the complications or side effect as much as possible. This include slow infusion rate and the pre-treatment screening for any infections or any acute kidney injury, full blood count, LFTs, RFTs. Serum IgA levels should be checked. We should know that efficacy of the live attenuated vaccines should be will be reduced for up to 3 months after IV immunoglobulins and 1 year in case of measles. Drug interactions is that the loop diuretics should be avoided immediately before and after giving IV immunoglobulins because it lead to dehydration, which exacerbates the adverse effects. In the pre-treatment screening, factors predisposing to any acute kidney injury or thrombosis should be checked. Serum IgA levels should be checked. Thrombophilia screen, full blood count, RFTs, LFTs are all included in the pre-treatment screening. The IV immunoglobulin is administered via IV intravenous route. The dose is 2 gram per kg per cycle. It should be divided and given into over 2 to 5 days IV slowly. And it is repeated at a monthly interval until the effective control of the disease is achieved. And then after that, it can be given every 16 weeks. Once the remission has been continued, then the IV immunoglobulin can be discontinued thereafter.